I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Later in the program, we will hear about new initiatives aimed at fighting crime on Indian reservations and fighting obesity among the nation's school children. Those conversations are later in the program. But first, we talk politics, actually ethics in politics, involving two high-profile political leaders. The House Ethics Committee has charged long-serving Congresswoman Maxine Waters, the Democrat from South Central Los Angeles, of violating House ethics rules. The committee alleges that the 10-term lawmaker, a former chair of the Black Caucus, used her office to help a bank in which her husband owned stock. The 71-year-old Waters adamantly proclaims her innocence and has opted for a House trial in the fall. This comes on the heels of the high-profile charges against Congressman Charles Rangel, the 81-year-old Democrat from Harlem. He's accused of 13 violations of House ethics rules, and in part because he's also a member of the Congressional Black Caucus, in fact, one of its founders. Some are wondering whether members of the caucus are somehow especially ethics-challenged, while others wonder whether its members are subjected to additional scrutiny. We wanted to talk more about this, so we've called John Bresnahan. He's a congressional reporter for the Washington newspaper Politico. He's been covering this issue closely. He talks to us from Capitol Hill. Also with us, political analyst Robert Trainum. He is host of Roll Call with Robert Trainum, a weekly Sunday political talk show. He covers matters of Congress closely. He's also a former congressional aide, and he's here with us in our Washington, D.C. studio. Welcome to you both. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Michelle.
John Bresnahan, if you'd bring us up to date, if you'd give us the specifics of what Maxine Waters is accused of.
Well, the formal charging document hasn't been released yet, but it'll be three counts of violating House ethics rules. And basically, she'll be charged with improperly intervening on behalf of One United Bank, which is a minority-owned bank with several branches in Los Angeles. Her husband, businessman Cindy Williams, he owns stock in the company. He's a former member of the board of directors. And as the banking crisis, the housing crisis, unfolded in September 2008. Ms. Waters called the Treasury Department to get a meeting with Treasury officials from One United, and then there's something called the National Banking Association, which is representative of minority banks, but in that case was chaired by somebody from One United. And what the allegation is that Waters improperly used her office to intervene on behalf of this bank. And she was told, actually, at one point by, according to the testimony, she was told by Barney Frank, who was chairman of the House Financial Services Committee, to stay out of this issue because of potential conflict of interest for her. There's been investigation on this by first the Office of Congressional Ethics, then the House Ethics Committee, and eventually the charges will be released. They haven't formally been released yet, but there'll be three counts against her.
And what about Charles Rangel?
Rangel is a much more complicated case. Mr. Rangel, this goes back to 2008. There were several stories. The first story involved his control of multiple apartments in this luxury Harlem apartment building, rent-stabilized and proper control of that. Then it got into whether he was writing solicitation letters to rich donors, foundations, corporations, to raise money for the Charles B. Rangel Center for Public Policy at City College in New York, and he was looking for up to $30 million. That investigation started, it covered a couple other areas, expanded into two other areas. One, Rangel failed, and this is pretty clear-cut, he failed to disclose over $600,000 in income and assets on his annual disclosure form. Members of Congress and senators have to disclose this annually, and he failed to do this. And so he, you know, that one's pretty clear-cut. And then he owned a resort home in Dominican Republic, and he failed to pay taxes on some income.
And Will, I'm going to ask you later how these charges come about and how they are to be disposed of and what the process is for that. But before we do, I'm going to ask Robert Trainum that at one point, all eight lawmakers under formal investigation by the House Ethics Committee happen to be Black Democrats. And the question arises, are they being subjected to additional scrutiny, or is there something about their own conduct as a group, for whatever reason, that invites this kind of scrutiny? I will just play a short clip from South Carolina Democrat, the House Majority Whip Jim Clyburn, the number three Democratic leader in the House. He's speaking on MSNBC, and he's talking about the question. He was asked the question of dual standards for white and black lawmakers. And here it is. Here's what he had to say.
Well, I would ask how many non-black members were targeted since 2009. That's the way I would make that determination. If you got 8 to 0 and you're 10% of the population of the Congress, then, or at least the House, then that's a problem.
His suggestion is that he used the word targeted. So I'd like to get your reaction to this.
Well, we should also mention that James Clyburn is an African-American. He is the highest ranking African-American in the Congress right now on the Democratic side. And it's an interesting point, Michelle, because in reality, we should always remember that you're innocent until proven guilty. We should also mention that, frankly, these are just allegations. They're not charges per se. But it's an interesting point in reference to whether or not because they're African-American, they are their actions are much more magnified, if you will. But if you take a look at the specific charges that John Bresnahan, my good friend, just mentioned a few moments ago, these are not race-based charges right here. These are real serious allegations that regardless of whether you're black or white, they're serious. Let's rewind back to the Republican administration, back to Bob Ney, Republican from Ohio, who served time in prison. Jack Abramoff, who obviously wasn't a member of Congress, but you go on down the list with Tom DeLay and so forth. They just so happened to be all white, and obviously they served time and or were charged or found guilty because of those allegations. So I think it's a bit of a stretch, and quite frankly, I think it's more of a coincidence that they just so happened to be African American.
John Bresnahan, would you talk more about this question of how these kinds of charges or how these investigations come about?
In the case of Ms. Waters, it was Waters. It was stories in the New York Times and Wall Street Journal. They ran stories about this. And this was clearly something that came out of this came in 2009. It came clearly something that was there were former Bush administration officials talking about this, and the Times. The Journal runs stories on it. The Office of Congressional Ethics, which has been a particular focus of ire by the CBC, began investigation. They made a recommendation to the Ethics Committee, and now the Ethics Committee has done its own investigation. In Rangel's case, the original story on the apartments was in the Times. There was a story in the Washington Post shortly after about him using congressional letterhead to send these donor solicitations for the Charles B. Rangel Center. So Rangel in particular, he has alleged that there's a group out there called the National Legal and Policy Center. It's a conservative group in Virginia that is, you know, that is pursuing these cases against Democrats and particularly African-American lawmakers, African-American black Democrats. And he and there's a gentleman, another congressman, Gordon Meeks in New York, who's also had some ethics issues raised. He's actually involved in a criminal investigation.
Gregory Meeks.
They claim the NLPC is behind us, and they want to know who.
Is there evidence of that?
Well, you know, there is, the NLPC has done, you know, some work on this. Now, in fairness to the NLPC, they also did something on Alan Mollahan. He's a white Democrat from West Virginia. They were behind that, what became a criminal investigation several years ago. So they definitely target Democrats. Now, I've written on this issue of black Democrats thinking they're being targeted unfairly, disproportionately to their numbers in the House and Congress, and even on lower levels, black lawmakers, you know, state and local levels. There has been some academic study of it. There's been some results in either direction, but the CBC clearly feels that they are being there are large portions of CBC that they are being targeted, and that there are organizations and groups out there going after black lawmakers, and they absolutely believe it.
Well, the question is whether they're being targeted because they're African-American or because they are Democrats. It so happens that at the moment there are no black Republicans serving in the Congress. So what about that, Robert Trainum, as a Republican? You're, of course, a journalist now. Republicans are accusing House Speaker Nancy Pelosi of failing to drain the swamp in reference to a statement she made in 2006 about ending Washington corruption and saying that this Congress would have the highest possible standards. But it also fair to say more than a half a dozen Democrats have also called for Rangel's resignation. Worth mentioning, he was the former chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, which is the tax writing committee, so a failure to on tax compliance. is especially noted, or an alleged failure. And also President Obama weighed in a matter that has gotten some attention. This is what President Obama had to say.
I think Charlie Rangel served a very long time and served his constituents very well. But these allegations are very troubling. And, you know, he's somebody who's at the end of his career, 80 years old. I'm sure that what he wants is to be able to end his career with dignity. And my hope is that it happens.
And you can't fail but notice that he's using the past tense here and implying that this career is at an end when elections have not yet been held. So, Robert Trainor, final thought from you. How damaging are these allegations to these individuals politically? The substance of it has its own process, but politically, and how about to the Democrats on the whole?
Let me answer your second question first. Politically speaking, for the Democratic Party, this is very damning. And the reason why is because, as you mentioned a few moments ago, the Speaker of the House, then the Minority Leader, Nancy Pelosi, raised the bar herself by saying that, quote, we were going to run the most ethical Congress in the history of this republic. President Obama, then Senator Obama, also campaigned on this in saying the era of Bush-era politics, i.e. the Karl Rove type of politics, is going to be gone. You mentioned it a few moments ago, and I think it bears repeating. The President of the United States speaking in the present, in the past tense. That's sending smoke signals to the Democrats, but also specifically to Nancy Pelosi and to Charlie Rangel and to Maxine Waters by saying, you know what, we're not going to tolerate this.
To be continued, I thank you both so much for speaking with us. Robert Trainum is a political analyst and host of the weekly broadcast Roll Call with Robert Trainum. He's also a former congressional staffer on the Republican side. John Bresnahan is a congressional reporter for Politico. He joined us from Capitol Hill, where he's been following this story. If you want to read the pieces that he's been writing about, we'll link to them on our site at npr.org. Just go to the program page and tell me more. Thank you both so much for speaking with us.
Thanks.
Thank you.